Gemara on Pe'alav Amidbeis. Pe'alav Amidbeis. And we are up to Titania. How do I find Titania? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th wide line. From the top of the wide lines. Now, what the story was about the person who had no Yetzer Hara, he was not able to have a relationship with his wife physically. He was old. And he heard when his wife heard him daven that Hashem should save him from Yetzer Hara, which meant Yetzer Hara of Arayas. And she said to herself, Yetzer Hara of Arayas? He's not physically capable. So she dressed up, claimed that she was a Zayna, and he was more than physically capable. And then he came home and he was ready to throw himself into an oven to die because he had committed this Avera. And his wife revealed that it was her. But all his days he fasted until he died. That's what it says. Now why? He didn't do an Avera. The Tanya. Isha Avera, we did this already. I'm sorry. We'll do it again. Isha Avera Vashem Yisrochla. Her husband canceled her Nazirus and Hashem forgives her. And the question is, why does she need forgiveness if he canceled the Nazirus? A husband has a right to cancel his wife's Nazirus. A woman that became a Nazir. And her husband went and nullified it. But she doesn't know Shavrila Baila. And she was over her Nazirus, which didn't exist. But she thought it existed and she was violating it. So she needs a kapara. And the Mepharshim speak out, even though Machshava Roi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzar from the Maisa, and she didn't do anything, the answer is she did do an action. It happened to be an action that was mutter, but she did an action of Avera with a thought to do an Avera. And for her, it just happened not to be an Avera because of a technicality that her husband had voided it. When Rabbi Kiva learned the Parshas Matos, and he learned this pasuk of Isha Averim Vashem Yisrochlo, he cried. Amar, Ma Mishin Eschavan Lecha Basach Hazer. Madach, a person who wanted to eat pig. V'ala B'yadah Basach Le. And he didn't eat Hazer. He ate kosher. Amre Tairet Shichi Kapara Slicha. That's what happened to this lady. She wanted to violate Naziris, but she didn't. Still, she needs Kapara Slicha. So Mishin Eschavan Lecha Basach Hazer V'ala B'yadah Basach Hazer. Somebody who actually does the Avera he intended to do. Allah has come over Kama, how much tshuva he needs.
Well, in both cases, they did the Avera.
No.
They didn't think. In both cases, they ate meat that he thought was trade was not, and the sheep drank. You
know. That's the same. Right. But he made a Kama claimer. If in that case you need Kapara, for sure a person that actually does the Avera, how much Kapara he needs. Yeah. Similarly, there's another pasuk that caused Rabbi Kiva to have a similar reaction. It says, a guy did not know, and he did a chait by mistake. When Rabbi Kiva got to this pasuk, he used to cry. He wanted to eat kosher. And by mistake, he ate chaylov. There's a sin that he carries. Total shagig. Total shagig. He had no desire to do the Avera. How terrible the Avera is if he did it b'mezid. So Rabbi Kiva cried because he saw that the terrible punishment that can come from an Avera. That even when it's not a full Avera, two psukim, one that it's not a full Avera because it wasn't an Avera, but there was an intention. And one that it wasn't a full Avera, because there was no intention. And in both cases, the Torah wants Kapara. So imagine the person that wants to do it and does it. Yisi ben Yehuda, I'm a B'liyad, V'ashim, V'nas, V'aynay, Adover, Zeh, Yidvu, Kol Hadvuyim. And this thing, it causes all, how does he translate Yidvu, Kol Hadvuyim? Sorry?
Sensitive people grieve.
Okay. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Isha Feirim. Rashi's Isha Feirim, it's a little bit up. Dr. Rashi, even though her husband canceled the Tzichus Licha. The man calls him a daber. Isha Feirim, Masha Avra, Mazus Licha. If her husband canceled it, why should she need tlicha? The answer is, tlicha shaysa. She beheter hoysa shaysa, I'm reading the Bach. Now hoysa shaysa, yayin, miyad. We have a bishop beheter hoysa shaysa, even though it was beheter, even she listened to schavna tlicha tlicha. Kaladvuyim, she eshlam leiv l'davais. All people who are sensitive, yidvu al zeh, will grieve. She ainam is chavim, v'yeshkan nesiyas ovim. V'nasa avoyna means there's a sin there. Yes, doctor.
Make a suggestion that there are two aspects which have mentioned that. The first, as far as lady, a significant number of times, I think most times, in punishment, Shpatsky says, in the Hashem, Rashi says, you know, I know what you're thinking. And even if one is thinking, I'm going to do this, one does distance oneself, and that itself, as we know, is a punishment. And the other thing is, they specifically mentioned chelum, which is chet the raisa. Chetoim de rabbanan, if I give you a chicken and cheese sandwich,
that's my legacy on Kohenim. But it's not, yeah, I agree with that. But that's, the Gemara mentioned derises in both cases. The Zeris is a derisa too. No, because Sukkim would refer
to,
whether it's true or not by Drabonet, I'm not going there. It's my legacy on Kohenim. But whether it's true or not, the Torah, the Pasuk, is referring to derises. The Gemara wouldn't give you a case Drabonon when it's translating a Pasuk. So your proof that the picked a deraisa and not a drabbanon, no proof. It happens to be a machlokes akroinim, whether a drabbanon b'shagig needs tshuva or not. It's a machlokes akroinim. Famous Sivas that says, no, that's what you're going with. I got it. But that's not, there's no proof from this Gemara. This Gemara is translating a pasuk. In translating a pasuk, we're going to say deraisas. Now, we have a rule that Makodesh Baruch Hu does not count machshav against us. The answer to this is, he doesn't count machshava against us when it remains a machshava. A guy says, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos, he says to himself. And he's not Michal Shabbos. He's not going to be punished for wanting to be Michal Shabbos. At least not the first few times. Unless he was Michal Shabbos a number of times, then afterwards his machshava counts, Gemara Kedushin earlier. But that's not the point. Mashenkin here, this machshava was followed by an action. The action happened not to be an Avera. But it wasn't her fault that it wasn't an Aveira. It just happened to be that way. So for such a Machshava, there is a punishment. That's what I meant to stress. Yes, Rabbi Schultz. Exactly, as I said.
The Kavana was that.
No, he's talking about the second case. The Chelik, a person who wanted to eat Shuman and Eichel. Yes.
As far as the term punishment, I would go with that.
Fine, again. By guy, Machshava Ra counts, and by Yid, Machshava Ra does not count. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara also says Aved Zara is an exception, and the Gemara says if a person did the Aveira a number of times, then his Machshava does count. Because the basis of Machshava Ra'ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mutar V'Lamaisa is that we assume that a Frum Yid, who Frum, won't carry out what he wants to do bad. He'll have Charata before he does it. Mashenken, if he's done it a number of times, we can't assume that anymore. That's a Gemara earlier in Kedushin. Again, I'm just reading a Gemara. I'm a very simple person, and I'm not going to argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Ain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mutar V'Lamaisa.
I agree with you saying your point there. I would still say that if one does all 613 mitzvahs and doesn't at any point make himself subservient to the punishment, there's a problem there, and there is a distance, and this is not a fulfillment. I mean,
but, I'm not going to
argue. Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes, Harvey.
I don't quite understand the reason for Rabbi Akiva's despair. The Kal V'Chomer seemed very obvious. If you actually do the action you intended, then your error is more significant. Your sin is more significant. That should be. But a loving God is going to forgive the attempt and the successful attempt, one way or the other. I don't understand what the despair is about.
The despair is that forgiveness is not free. Forgiveness needs work. And people who do sin don't always do the necessary amount of work to get that forgiveness. I wouldn't use the word despair. I would use the word he cried, he felt bad, meaning people don't realize the severity of sin. And he was trying to stress the yesivim, the psukim, the severity of sin. Now, what happens with the severity of sin? The Rabbi Nishlam gave us ways to remove it. But it's not like, you know, push the button, you know, in America today, from people always begin to school us, like shortcuts. We can shortcut it by just, you know, saying, eight kapit l'chtilim, and that, I'm not making fun of anything, chas v'shalom. Eight kapit l'chtilim, and then all is forgiven and forgotten. It's very nice and dandy, I just don't know if it's true. Meaning, there are no shortcuts. In Rav Akiva, the severity of chait was very, very grievous. He was worried about it, about severity of chait, that's all.
Just how treacherous behavior is, just
exactly.
Generally.
Exactly.
I guess, okay.
A person can be alone with mom. Now, nobody should paskin, please, from the next piece of Gemara, because, first of all, it's not halachashir, and second of all, we're going to see that some tanoim were very machmer in Yichud, much more machmer than halacha is. But they were machmer. They're allowed to be machmer. That's their own thing. Amar Avami. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Vasi. Misyakad Adam Makai Soi. Person can be alone with his sister. But Vidarim Imai Vimbita. He can live with mom and with his daughter. He cannot live with his sister. Now, this is a big Makloikis Akroinim, and I will mention the different cheetahs, and I'm leaving it up so everybody can ask their own LOR. A person can be with his sister, there's no Yichud, but he can't live with his sister. What is considered being, and what is considered living? Right. So, a lot of Akroinim say it can be a kvias, meaning 30 days. Up to 30 days, a person can live with his sister. Past 30 days, it's too long. At that point, it's called dar, and at that point, it becomes aser. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe holds that dar means when there's a step thing, that we're living together, meaning parents leave for a week to Eretz Yisrael and leave their son and daughter alone at home. Rav Moshe holds that's a kvias. That's dar. Being with a sister means it's not set up to be that way on any length of time. She happens to be in town and she's staying at her brother's house. That's Yichud with a sister. That's not Dar. But if she says, I'm coming to live here for 2 weeks, I'm going to live in your house for 2 weeks, it's set up to be a kvias, Ramesh holds it's Aser. Coming as a guest is not Aser. Kvias is Aser. That's Ramesh's Chumrah. Therefore, he says, when parents live there at Yisrael, it's not so simple to leave a son and a daughter at home.
Coming for 2 weeks,
again, I don't know how to set it up. Rav Moshe says, he says when parents leave,
their house that they live in.
Could be. Okay, maybe you're right. Again, I have to leave Rav Moshe's Jew inside. You might be right. Just my right. Amar Kamei Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda repeated that to Shmuel, Amar Asur L'Shachadim Kol Arayish B'Tayra Vafilim Behema. Shmuel said, can't be alone with anybody, not a mom, not a daughter, not a sister, not an animal, because we're afraid of Mishka Behema, of bestiality. Frekta Gemara, Tadan, Mishyakar Adam Mima Vishbitai, Vyashin Mimakir Basar. Our Mishnah said the Beferish and Tzmutter. How could Shmuel argue in a Mishnah? Just to the Shmuel. Amalach Shmuel. So Shmuel said, I'll ask you a question. Utameich. Hazat Tanya. A chaysay the chamaysay, a sister and a mother-in-law, who shayach kol arayis in the Torah, and all other arayis in the Torah, ain a mesiachad imam ela be'edim, cannot be alone with them, only be'edim. Shayach kol arayis in the Torah, no exceptions. Be'edim men shloim be'edim loy. He has to have witnesses there, meaning he has to have people there that say to make it not yichud. What do you mean? Our Mishnah said that you can be Mitzyaka the Mimayim Bitai. He can even live with his Mimayim Bitai. And here it says, Kol Arayish HaBetayra. Terence says, El Tanoi. I'm asking two fellows. It's a machlokes tanoim. Netanya, Amar Meir, his harubi b'vnei biti. The mayor said, please be careful. I shouldn't be alone with my daughter. I'm Reb Tarfon. His harubi b'vnei chamasi, kalasi. Please be careful. I shouldn't be alone with my daughter-in-law. Legally, Galavais and Talmud. And Talmud laughed at Reb Tarfon and said, hey, you can't be alone with your daughter-in-law? What do you think is going to happen? I'm Rabbi Balbash and Bechonita Ben Gamliel, Lahoy Yom and Ma'atim, Ad Shanik Shal Oysa Talmud Bechon Oysai. That Talmud lived with his mother-in-law, meaning he made fun of him, and the Eitzahara got a hold of him, and he was Nichshol. So, it's a Mechleikas Tanoim. So there are Tanoim that are very Machmer and Yichud, even with a mom, and with a daughter, and with an animal. We don't paskin that way. But that's a Mechleikas Tanoim. So Shmuel, paskin that way. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin that way. Zamti Gemara Vayit Afilim Behema, Abaya Machlalei, Mikula Dabra. Abaya, when he went out to a field to learn, he made sure there were no animals in that whole field. He didn't want to be alone with animals. Rav Sheshes Mavalei Mitzra. Rav Sheshes moved them to the other side of the field. Rav Kahana Min Adah, Iklala Rav Kahana Lepun Nahara. Chazi, he saw Rav Kahana, the Yost of the Kagaris, who was sitting and learning, the Kaima Behema Kameh, and an animal was there. Alone with an animal. Amalei, Lishavim, Lamaafilim Behema, you're not Machmer? Amalei, Lavadatoy, I wasn't aware that the animal was there.
I am struggling with this a little bit.
Again, why are you struggling?
I don't consider myself a tzaddik, but animals, really? I mean, these are gadolim, these giant animals. Like
Yetzirah?
Yeah,
it's a
hard, fine, but not.
Again, I think especially today, animals are humans. They get more rights than humans do. They're no women anymore. They're no men. They're no animals. They're nothing. I mean, everybody, everything is created equal.
It seems like, even Gedolim today, they're not talking about, you know, theoretically, we don't pass on Gedolim, but if we have left the
Yetzirah
today, this is not an issue. They should all be us now. Good.
Again, let's step back. It's a machlokes tanoim. You can have machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes tanoim. One Tana says that we don't aser close relatives for yichud, mother, daughter, sister for yichud, and you can live with mom and daughter, you cannot live with sister. And one Tana says yichud is aser, period, end of story. Now, how do we in halacha, we pick one shita. We pick the shita, then it's mutter.
They were machmirim, or was that their halacha?
They held it was halacha. You can have a disagreement in halacha. It's not supposed to frighten you. There's some people that hold that certain things are aser and Shabbos. Tanoim. And some tanoim say it's mutter. If we paskin it's mutter, it's mutter.
Talk about bestiality. Risk of the likelihood of a tzaddik, these
gedolim
that make the mission and the
Gemara,
that this is what they're worried about. It's just like hard for me to.
So we'll step back. You're assuming that the Torah asked yichud only because of the risk involved of a relationship. But the Torah asked yichud. Meaning, the Torah asked yichud. Let's say it's a woman you hate her guts. You would never get within 20 feet of her. So you could become mutter with her?
No.
Why not? You never had. She hate her guts. It's the most evil thing you can think of.
No, but she could dress up as a zona, right?
Again, so that's not the point. The point is, the Torah asked it. We don't go into each individual case, each individual person, and try to make decisions. The Torah asked it. The question is, how far did the Torah go in the answer? I don't think a big tzaddik would be mezana with any woman he was alone with.
He's a big tzaddik.
I must him. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky was not allowed to have yichud with a woman either. Right? Chaim Kanievsky? Yeah. The Torah asked it. What can you do? The Rabbanan asked it. You can't do anything about it. It doesn't become subjective. Rashi. You can't live with her tumid in the house. Darby might be totally talk of Yitzhakai, it's no Yitzhara. The Hanu Bay Anchiknes of Dalila, Rashi tells us why. The Anchiknes of Dalila came by, and they made sure, like Migri Mikrivusim, that the person does not have a desire for his close relatives. Because Chlinu, when the Krinu Le'ena one day poked out the eyes. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin and a Yuma, that the Anchiknes of Dalila davened that the Yitzhara by desire should be taken away. It was taken away. So they davened that the Yitzhara of Arayah should be taken away. So it was taken away. Now when the Yitzhara of Arayah was taken away, chickens stopped laying eggs. Because the same Yitzhara of Arayah is the same desire that creates the desire to procreate. So if there's no desire for Arayah, there's no desire for anything. And people would stop having children. There's no desire. There's no desire. Chickens stopped having eggs. So they put the Yitzhara of Arayah back. But they poked out its eyes, the Gemara says. And what that helped is that for the immediate relatives, there's no desire. There's no desire for incest.
They compared a sister to a mother-in-law. But a mother-in-law, you can't have yichud at all, even for a short period.
So they did not compare a sister to a mother-in-law. They compared a daughter-in-law to a mother-in-law. They didn't compare a mother-in-law to a sister to a mother-in-law. Never was such a comparison.
But
one Madiyama said you can have yichud with a sister, and one Madiyama said you can't have yichud with any Arab. Machloekes Tanoim.
Wasn't together?
No. Tanoim, you see, I'm Rabbi Tarfon Lanche Beisei. Is Harry B. Elias Imi Yivim Kalasi with my daughter-in-law, which, by the way, we passed him. You're not allowed to be alone with a daughter-in-law. Shloyes Yacharima. When he went alone into a field, he wanted to learn without being bothered. He chased away the animals from the whole field. He didn't lead a shepherd to be alone with the animals.
The daughter-in-law is in the house, and
Israel
your son is somewhere. Problem?
Again, it's not halacha this year.
Right.
Okay, so step back. Your daughter-in-law is alone with you in the house. Where's your wife?
At the store.
Can she walk in at any second?
Yes. Is her husband too? Learning
Nishi? Again, he's learning in Kailo. It's not so simple. It's by Labir here because you won't leave Seder. We assume. So that's not. Can your wife walk in at any second? If she can walk in any second, it's not Yichud. Because your wife is Shemeres. And therefore, if she can walk in any second, that's not Yichud. But let's say your wife's out of town, and your daughter-in-law and son are staying by your house, and you're somewhere to learn in the Kailul, and you're alone with your daughter-in-law, that becomes a Shiloh.
Keep the door open?
Again, I'm not, it's not how long she, I made that, you weren't here yesterday, we talked about door open. Okay. I don't want to get involved in the local Amaisa. I answered Dr. Harris's question, but I don't want to get in the local Amaisa.
You know he's the ear?
Baila Be'er, again, yeah, I don't know why we're rehashing all this. I spoke out of Machlekes Rishayna whether Baila Be'er means he can walk in, or Baila Be'er means his presence in the city. We paskin l'chatchila that he has to be able to walk in. If he can't walk in, if he's not walking in, that doesn't mean anything.
The example is he went to Kolo.
He's not leaving Kolo in the middle of Seder.
Oh, that's a...
We're talking about people that are learning in the Kailul. You can be rest assured he's not coming home till 2 o'clock, 1:30, whenever Seder is over.
I always picture that he could come home in the middle because he knows that his father is together with
If he's going to tell his father, I'm going to be home and I can come home in the middle, it's a different story. He's saying, I will come home. It's a different story. We're talking about this. He's in the Kailul. No, he didn't say a thing. He's there for Seder.
So when the husband is at home in the city, whatever it is, he always has to tell his wife or whoever's going to be there, I may stop by or I will stop by. No, it depends.
What his schedule is. If he's in the office from 9 to 5 and the office is 20 minutes away, then it's not. Well, it's not quite because you're showing them. Yeah, we're not learning how long is here. That's the thing. Yes, doctor. Rashi's second shot is that this man Yomer was machmer, did not allow a shepherd to be alone with his animals.
So, practically,
how could
one shepherd?
You'll have to ask that Amira. I have no two shepherds.
Yeah. Two men.
Two men. Because two men can be miyachid, we're not guys. Don't think about it. There's certain women that are automatically shemeres each other. They hate each other's guts and they won't cover. Usually women, two women, will be easily to persuade both. Not in the case when they hate each other's guts, because each one's looking to put the other down. Now he's going to list the people that hate each other's guts. Two Yavamas, because they're sisters-in-law, and therefore each one is afraid that they're going to end up being a co-wife, which is not a game, it's not a seven, it's no Yibum. But in those days it was Yibum. All they needed is a fear that I'll end up being this lady's co-wife, so there's an automatic hatred. Im state tsaris, two co-wives. Im isha v'chamaisa, mothers-in-laws and daughters-in-law do not get along, because the mother-in-law thinks that the daughter-in-law is stealing her son away from her. Im isha basbaila, a stepdaughter and a stepmother do not get along, because stepdaughter is thinking that this new wife is taking away everything my father earned. Im isha b'tinayka, she adas tampiya v'emeseres atzmukhiya. And this is a halacha l'maisa. And that is, if you have a girl old enough that knows what's going on, but not old enough to have a desire for bia. That's what we're saimacha many times as a shomer. You put in a child that's 5, 6, 7, old enough to recognize hanky-panky, but not old enough to have a desire to be involved in a relationship with a man. That's the age of a shomeres. We do it by chuppas nida. We do it a few times. You put a child in that's that age, and that's a shomer, because they will repeat what they see, and they're not going to be persuaded to do anything wrong, because they're 7. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Shtei Yavamas, Neshei Shtei Achim, wives of two brothers, Yishayin to Azuk, Shtei Tzaris. They hate each other as if they're co-wives. So the thing is, they always worry, Shema Tipu Liyavim, if they buy a little bit they might become a co-wife. Even if they have children, they never know what's going to end up happening. Children might die. V'chein Isha v'chatzarasa, v'chein Isha v'chamoysa, bat chamoysa, bat bayla. Kulum Sayyidah Zuzu. Rashi added one, that a bat chamoysa hates her sister-in-law as well. Time and Parash B'yavamas, v'perek Yisha Shehocha, in the 15th parak. She does time Isha, b'ya, k'lirimahi b'ya, she tayda l'sabar dvar b'shuk. She'll be able to say over, you should have seen what I saw last night. V'ayna m'sayas atzma l'b'ya, m'tay kutna dayin lo lov she yates her. Hilkach ki ein kamishim das kala, she won't agree to a relationship. She has no desire for it.
So he's allowed to be, a man's allowed to be with a 5, 6, 7 year old girl?
So. Yes, there's no yichud with a 5, 6, 7 year old. What?
He's over bar mitzvah.
What? I'm sorry?
He's over bar mitzvah, he's over 3 years old. With another one.
Isn't there a machlekes whether it's up to 3 or it's 6 or 7? Isn't that the machlekes? Because I mentioned in Mishnah Berurah what the age of Erva by a girl is? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
For a boy, it's 9.
For a boy, it's 9, that I know.
I think it's 3.
Is the Yichud, even though she's not Miseres Atzma Labia? Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But she's a Shemeres if he's alone with another woman.
Yes, yes, that's. The other woman. It works.
Rashi says, because she won't be meister herself to Mia. Why is that?
She's
Ah, meaning he'd be Mahanas right here. Okay.
So, would Chayram
and Rabbi Gershom
change the
Halach
of
Yavamos? Chayram and Rabbi Gershom did not ask for Yibum. That's a big machloikas if after Chayram and Rabbi Gershom whether Yibum is asked or not. Sometimes in Rabbi Gershom.
He has another wife.
What? Even if he already had another wife. But we don't do Yibum because of Abishol. There's a separate machloikas here. The Mechaber and Ramah, whether we pass Mitzvah Yibum, Kaido, Mitzvah Scholitza, Mitzvah Scholitza, Kaido, Mitzvah Yibum. That has nothing to do with the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon did not affect Yibum. He said Yibum is an exception.
Was it
According to Rabbi Akiva, you can have two wives with Yibum, but the problem is, we pass, I mean, not a problem, you're involved Paskin, so we don't want Yibum.
Yeah, but it's still Mutter.
Right.
I'm sure say Shilterra the beginning, or he cheated?
No, he held, well, he said that that's the Mrs. Chalitz could have to Mrs. Yibum.
No, I'm asking, did he do that?
Meaning, the tyrant said, do Yibum.
Right, right.
He said that things are now in a position that we don't.
Oh, now, sweet change.
Well, it doesn't make a difference, but it's the gay then. I mean, it's the gay now. It's the gay, Don't think about it, I think, Dilu said, Yashim B'Ksusai. Says a mother can sleep with her son, B'Kiru B'Lesser, and a father can sleep with his daughter, B'Kiru B'Lesser. Dilu, if they got older, then Yashim B'Ksusai, then they have to sleep with clothing on. Kama, one is older. Amar Vanabraza, Amar Abasi, Tanaikas, the Bachis Gairis, Bastesha, and the Rush changes the gears into Bas Gimel, Shana. The Rush changes it to three. Tinik, Ben Shtei Masr, Shana V'Yemecha, and the son till 12. And the Rush changes it to 9. So there's a machlekes reshiting them how to be gairis here. Is it 9? Is it 9 and 12, or is it 3 and 9? Ikudi Amri Tinaikas Vashtei Masr Shana V'Yemecha, and Tinik Ben Shloish Masr Shana V'Yemecha. Now Zev is Zev. Today she Yishtayim Nachoinu V'Sarach Tameach. All these shittas are based at what age does a woman start to mature physically? As soon as she starts to mature physically, that's considered usher to be Bekiru Vassar. Now, one of the Amah says, and maturity does, some women, girls, will mature younger, and therefore it's usher younger.
Three?
According to the Rush, correct. And one of the Amah says, they mature older, and therefore we don't have this mutter until they mature older. What's considered signs of maturity? So, Rashi, tonight, Rashi's gears is not like the Rush. It's tonight is about Teshi Shana Vyamecha. Revi is Saras, and she started showing maturity. The Chayikish Daim Nechayinu Sarab Tzemeach, once there's many signs of maturity, who the Megariba, the husband, the father, gets a Yetzahara for her. The Sarabah Lekamam Diyamar, Bas Teshi Shana Vyamecha, should be a Saras, Simenhe. This man Diyamar holds that here at 9 is already considered a Simen, Mikam Veilach. And the Chayinim Lechayin Shuma, before 9, it's a wart. The Tidig Ben Yud Bei Shana Vyamecha, Karla Higdo, Vila Yishin Amech, Imai Oid Bekiru Batzer. Zev is Zev. Bein Lishna Kama, Bein Lishna Basra, the Tinaikas, Venus, Daim, the Chaynu, but Sibani Nairis. They need the breath to start moving in Sibani Shabadadim, Dainu Baicho, which is a certain size. Kadama Sektas Nida, Baicho Eli Mein Urim. Sarach Tzemeach. Ella, the Machloikas is, the Lishna Kama, Yashin Saras, Mitesh, Shana, the Maila, the Sim and Kummer. The Lishna Basra, have a Shumad, Bashtay, Master, Shana, the Mechad. The Machloikas is, at what point are these Simanim considered signs of maturity? Now, one Mariyama says at 9, Rashi's gear says 9 and 12. The Rush obviously learns differently because he starts at a much younger age. Yes? Did you look it up?
I didn't finish
what? It was just a mistake. So I take it back. So I said for a man to be alone with a girl over 3 is considered yichud.
The focus is by appearance. But
it's not against anybody else. Everybody else is also over 3, a girl. And over 9, a boy, that I know for sure, yeah.
Oh, this is because of the parents.
Exactly, because there's no Yetzirah by father and mother. Now, they can still sleep together in the same bed if they're dressed. It's only Bekiru Basar. This Asar's when they're undressed.
There's no Yetzirah between a father and a daughter because
Because Auntie Knesset Sagdaila took it away, correct?
That they took away. But they only took part of it away.
I guess at a certain point.
Only certain relationships.
Right. I'm sorry?
That might be above the Kira and Buzzer.
I can't hear you.
The Kira and Buzzer, when they're sleeping together, might even be above. Might be above 3 years old.
That's what my question is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah, don't do this. It's a father and a daughter. There's no yichud. Zog to Kabar Vait. Amar Ravram by Papa Amar of Chizda Loishano Shein Nebushalab in the front of Aram. This whole heter of Kira Basar is if the girl is not old enough to be embarrassed to be undressed in front of her father. Avo, Busha Laba in front of Aram. Once a girl starts feeling embarrassed to be undressed in front of her father, Usher. Because my time of Yetzer Albusha. At that point, it's considered that she understands already there's something with men and women. And that is enough to create some kind of desire. The fact that she starts being modest in front of her own father shows that there's a fear of, like, there's a little bit, I don't know what words that he used for Yetzer Albusha.
Shyness.
What?
Shyness.
Can't hear you.
She's possessed with desire.
Rashi. At that point, she starts having a tambia. Rav Acha bar Abba iktu lebe Rav Chisda chasnei. Rav Acha bar Abba came to Rav Chisda, his daughter, his son-in-law. Shakla lebas brate, aisa beknafe. He took his granddaughter. Now, the Taisus Rid learned he slept with her bekiruv basar. That's how the Taisus Rid learns. Because of the coming Gemara, which will be difficult to understand if it learns sat in the lap. What does he say it means? Sat in the lap?
Put her under his blanket.
Put her under his blanket. Kirubasar. Again. Again. We don't know yet. It doesn't say yet, right? Amar Leile, Shavu Lamar de Mikacha. Don't you know she's already Mekudeshes? She's a married girl. She's a young girl. She's a married girl. Amar Leile, Avar Talach Adarav. You accept the Kedushin for your little girl? Right. I didn't know you violated Rav. So Samuel answered, you right, you don't have this kind, you don't use women. Sleeping together in the same bed, they didn't do anything wrong. Is it considered like using the woman? I had nothing to do with, didn't have any ishus involved, any yerhurim involved, my granddaughter. So therefore, I just wanted her mother to feel good that I'm a car of her granddaughter. Now, I said that Taisa Strip says Bekira Basar. I don't know if he said that. He says they slept under the same blanket. It could be that's all he says. Rashi, Mesavala Mahad de Mekacha, Ain Adoyni Yodei, Shimukadesh, Yeshla, the Shrach, Major Fish. Hakayel Hashem Shemayim, Ve'ein Daiti Achreya Lachibas Ishus, Ela Lachibas Kurva, Lassus Kayach Ruach Kairas Ruach Le'ima, Shani Mechavim Vizbita. By showing love to her daughter, by having her in my bed, the mother feels good, Zaini loves his Zainik look. And that's what I did it for. Taisa says, Azu Anu Stoimklim, Hashta, Shana Mishtam Shemanashim. This is the hatred that we have today, that we ask women to do things for us. We said, Shmuel said, Tassel Ishtamish Misha. We don't have it, there's no hearer. When we ask a woman to do something, there's no hearer involved, and that's what we're saying, Mecha. Yes?
Why isn't there hearer?
If there is, you're not allowed to do it. Because when we interact and ask a woman to deliver something for us, we're not. And then, if it is the hearer, it's us, sir. He was asking a question. You don't mind the kind of question?
So you can see, well, where do we come up with, well, it's a grandchild, so I want to make my daughter feel that I'm protecting her. Or where are you allowed? So you say, with any girl, oh, I'm doing this because our next door neighbor, I'm protecting this girl. What's the difference? You don't do a love disease thing that you do. I thought we said.
Well, he answered that Shmuel said, "Akhay l'shem Shemayim," that the Yisra Mishtamshes Beisha in this way. Again, I think that I honestly think there's a big difference between a granddaughter and a strange girl. I hear people talking in this year about how great their grandchildren are. I hear sometimes at 20-6 when I'm here. I hear unbelievable my system, their grandchildren. I don't hear them talking about their neighbor's grandchildren like that way. I hear all about their goyim and both. How they're going them and they're ready to write Swarm when they're 10. Right? I hear it all the time and I'm very happy. But I don't hear it about the neighbor's grandchildren.
They can't do it.
Yeah.
When a wife is a nida, she doesn't serve her husband the same way.
Certain things, right?
Three, so
again, it's his wife.
But
and it's a, Again, I would hope a person's relationship with his wife is different than with different women. Again, if there is here, you can't do it. End of story. That's halacha. I will pass for this halacha levisa. That if a person has here, you should stay away from that woman. What? I know. My turn.
What does it make now if she gets married? If my daughter's married, you could still...
I know, it's an interesting thing. You could still mutter. I guess he felt that the Yisra... I don't know. I saw they talk about it. They said that the heter would only be... By the way, it's only by granddaughter, doesn't it?
By granddaughter, the same thing.
I don't know. By the way, the big Shiloh by Bas Bitoy is different. That might be mutter. Bas Benoy might not be the same. I'm afraid to talk about it. Not so simple that all granddaughters are created equal.
How about if a doctor asks a nurse to do something, or a patient asks a nurse to do something?
That's how cold and shame. Nobody has hearer. And if they do, they shouldn't be there. I mean, again, humans are humans, but the heterim here is that there's no hearer. When the waitress comes and serves the main course, I would hope there's no hearer involved with that chick still who's serving the main course.
That changes sometimes in Cleveland, they don't have women serving men in banquets or...
They don't? I don't know. I was at Chazal last night and I was being served by a woman.
I know. Recently that was too. But there was a time when they went out of their way to make sure only
men... I mean, in New York, you go to a Chassidus wedding, there will not be a woman within 100 feet of the men's section.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman's...
Okay. It's a chumrah. It's a beautiful chumrah to have. They're not dressed neatly a lot of times. Sometimes they are. Yeah, there's a lot of things to be said. I mean, we're all human, right? And we're trying to avoid hearer. By the time I'm finished this Gemara, a single person should not be a Rebbe for little kids. And the reason is because the mothers pick up the kids. And he gets to mingle with the mothers. And it can be yichud, it can be built a shaychus. But they still made isha seifrim. And a woman shouldn't teach young children because father picks up the kids for the same reason. And they have, ultimately, the little kids are little kids, and therefore we don't want that to happen. Rashi, Layomid Ravik Seifrim, Ravik Pane Belayi, she has no wife. Seifrim, Melamdi Tanaik, it's flavor. Layargu Ravik Atzma Liasman Aseifrim, he shouldn't be a Rebbe. Begumar Farshtaima. I think what Rashi means to say is she shouldn't be an official teacher. She can teach a kid once in a while. There's nothing wrong. She shouldn't have the job as a teacher of little kids. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, a man that doesn't have a wife, and the Gemara is going to explain, if his wife is out of town, he also shouldn't be a Rebbe. Meaning the first Mandiyama says if he's married, even if his wife is out of town, he can be a Rebbe. Because he's not single, he has a wife. Reb Lezer is saying, if his wife is out of town, he shouldn't be a Rebbe. And Reb Yehuda Eimer L'Yiru Ravik Behema, a single person shouldn't be a shepherd, because it was going like the Mandiyama that Yichud was a Behema's mutter. But if he's single, we're more worried. We don't want two single men sleeping under one bed, in one bed with one cover, because the Chachamim atirim, the Chachamim say, we don't accuse people of being nichshu mixu zacher or behema. Whether that changes these days, I don't know. Pais can talk about it. But for sure, in the Chazal, we're saying that people have our Yetzer for our Rayas, but not for Mishkav Zachar and not for Mishiyahu.
Did you have the Chumon Yomorah before?
This is the Man Yomer that holds its mutter. I just said that. This is going like the Man Yomer that does not Aser Behema.
You said it now.
I said it about 30 seconds ago. Rashi. Av Mishain Lo Yishe B'Gemar B'Farish Ma'i Lo Yiru Rabbikas HaBehemus Shlo Yisav Allah. Shouldn't have a desire. I don't know if that law applies today for Mishkum Zachar. I don't know. But I think for bestiality, it still applies. I don't know people that commit bestiality. I'm sure there must be, but it, to me, it's, well, a lot of things are not to my mind, but that's... Right. So I'm thinking about my time. What are we worried about with a single person with kids? Mishim Yanuki, you're worried about I'll have Mishkum Zachar with the boys? A single man because of moms, and Isha Mishum Avasadinuki, and a single and a woman because of the fathers of the children. Rashi, my time at the Ravik Ravik Saifram, Im Yamim Shim Tashidi Ravakim Mishkum Zachar, the Tinaikas, we're afraid of Mishkum Zachar, Amalil Rabbiuda, the Masnis and Damal Yishnushne Ravakim Talasachas, when he asked for two single boys and one talus, and we told him that no, we're not Chayshin of Mishkum Zachar. They're always there to bring their kid to school.
Why is it a
Rav
rather than a
Haman? What? Because a man that has a wife has a less Yetzirah than a single man.
She's not around.
Again, a man that has a wife has a less Yetzirah than a single man. That's a reality. The Raya is the Gemara says that he used to come in and marry somebody just to have a wife, took away their thing.
He's still not allowed to be yichud with another woman.
It's not yichud.
Oh, it's not yichud.
There's kids here.
Was the mom and Isha talking about a single woman?
That's an interesting shayla. Doesn't say. See, it's by Lamir. There's no yichud. We're afraid of a relationship building. This is not yichud. Not yichud because there are kids here, and these kids are old enough to then. But again, we don't want a relationship building. This is not a yichud question.
Other parents are there also.
Maybe, maybe not. They don't always pick up at the same time. You're right. If there's an official pickup time, it might be different. But I don't think that those that they brought their kids. It wasn't. I don't know if the school system was our school system. They brought the kid to the Mora, and they picked up the kid from the Mora. Not necessarily the same kind. The Blazer Mav Mishaylai. Ibailu. Mishaylai is a cloud. Does he mean a person doesn't have a wife at all? I don't mean Mishaylai Shriya Atzlai. She's not here. Tashama Av Mishayeshla Vayna Shriya Atzlai Liyom Atzayfram. The Blazer holds that it's not only a single person shouldn't be, but anybody whose wife is not in town shouldn't be. Dr. Ashi.
How are you supposed to run a school?
I told you today the pickups might be different because...
Why did I tell you? You can't come to school that week? The rabbi's not going to school that week?
Again, first of all, we don't pass Kirk Blazer. And second of all, I think today it's in a school. It's different than when it was a private mall or house that people went to pick up and drop off. Is that would be maybe a shiloh? Even that, I don't think is a shiloh. I'm not passing. You want to give a lachas here, you can give a lachas here. I'm not giving a lachas here.
I mean, that's possible.
But it says a woman can have a play. Women have playgroups, right?
Of course.
What?
The men pick up the kids off.
Right, the men pick up the kids. We're not yet. I don't know why, but they're not yet. Rashi, Misha, ain't...
You know how to go into the house and pick up the kids?
Why, don't they do that?
I know they do that, but are they allowed to?
Why not? There's no yichud.
Because there are other kids there?
Yeah.
He's the last one there.
Yichud isn't the problem, as I meant to say.
It's
so I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. There must be a answer. I'm not giving out laws here now. I don't know.
Because people do it?
Yeah, 100%. People would not do this on a regular basis in Gan Kol Yisrael if it were us, sir. 100%. Rashi, Mishael, Isha Klau, Vice about the Tanakama to come a Ravik, Slanasi, Isha, Miyamav. According to the first side, Tanakama would only ask if he was never married. If he had a wife and she's no longer his wife, but if she's out of town, it's Mutter. Or is he even asering when she's out of town? And the answer is, Rablazer's asering even when she's out of town. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Lahira, Tanya, Amel, Rabbi Yehuda, Lenechshulu, Yisrael, Mishkuzachim, Lahal, Behema. They told Rabbi Yehuda, we're not worried about Mishkum Zachar and Behemah. Everybody should have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.